Could a Pazar be coming?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Remember that $165 million in bonuses paid out at troubled insurer AIG? Yeah, executive pay has been a huge issue in Washington and on Wall Street in this financial crisis. Now the Obama administration could announce some new rules on compensation as early as today. From New York, here's Ashley Milne-Tight.
Back in February, the administration said it wanted to cap the pay of executives at firms taking bailout dollars. But combined with legislation Congress passed limiting the size of bonuses, the plan didn't fly. This week, the government will start afresh. It's planning to appoint a so-called Pazar. That person will have a say over how much compensation executives can receive when they work at firms supported by bailout money. But the government's push to limit compensation may not end with companies receiving taxpayer help. Members of the administration are also talking about reining in pay in the financial industry as a whole. They'd like to replace the current bonus-heavy system with one that pays people for long-term performance. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tight for Marketplace.
Another slow go of it on Wall Street. The second day in a row, the needle barely registered for the Dow. It closed down a point to 8763. S&P shares were higher by less than 0.5%. The Nasdaq gained nearly a full percent. Asian shares closed higher. Japan's Nikkei was up 2%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng added more than 4%. Markets in Europe are up more than a percent right now. Fiat shares in Milan are trading higher today, about 5% there, after the U.S. Supreme Court gave the go-ahead for the company to buy a majority stake in Chrysler. The price of oil shot up above $71 in Asia today. That's a new high for the year and up 100% in 3 months. Investors are hedging against a weak dollar and inflation. They're also brushing off the high U.S. unemployment rate that would suggest crude demand will remain weak. Price of oil, meet price of gas at the pump. Oh yeah, they've known each other for a long, long time. And with both on the rise, it's rekindling congressional efforts to boost domestic oil and gas production. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sam Eaton.
This morning, House Republicans plan to unveil a new energy plan they're calling the all-of-the-above solution for energy independence. Expansion of renewables like wind and solar are on the table, but the proposal also calls for more nuclear power and domestic energy production. In other words, drill, baby, drill. And Michigan Republican Fred Upton says the time is right. He says with gas prices on the rise, Americans are going to want more than just green energy.
We know that energy requirements in this country in the next 20 years are going to go up by 30 to 40%. We've got to be prepared.
But it's still unclear whether Republicans can rally enough support for domestic drilling. Gas prices are still a long way from last summer's $4 peak. And environmentalists say today's voters have a better understanding of the issues and that the solution is more complicated than poking a few more holes in the ground. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Say you lose your luggage on your next flight. You might want to take note of who finds it for you. At one airline, could be a pilot. The Financial Times reports today the Dutch arm of Air France KLM has offered its pilots side jobs. Like other airlines, many of KLM's pilots are working less these days during the lag in air travel. So the company's offering to keep its pilots busy by giving them the opportunity to glimpse behind the scenes and take on other airport shifts. Baggage recovery, hospitality, and the handling of wheelchairs and strollers for passengers. Would you like some plastic wings with your coffee?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Superbrands, Brandweek's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brandweek's Superbrands for more information.
The effects of globalization are being felt in India, and especially in places such as Bangalore. But there's a growing backlash by extremists against the symbols of India's globalizing economy. Many locals are calling it the Talibanization of India's tech hub. But the extremists aren't Muslim. They're Hindu. Raymond Thibodeau reports.
Friday night at the Hard Rock Cafe, young software engineers and call center employees sit down to beer and burgers. Western-style venues like this anger Hindu fundamentalists, who say the clubs are corrupting the nation's youth. A particular offense? women wearing blue jeans and miniskirts instead of the traditional sari. Some of the women have been beaten up by extremists.
They're able to create a fear that spreads so widely that girls are scared.
Arti Munkar works for an organization that tries to prevent violence against women. But she says Hindu extremists have also targeted Muslims, gay activists, and Christians.
It is actually a very deep program against minorities.
Over the past decade, big American companies like Microsoft and IBM have turned Bangalore into a prosperous and cosmopolitan city. But not everyone is getting a piece of the pie. Many of the region's youth have turned to extremism, not because of their religious views, but because they feel excluded, says Arvind Narain, a civil rights lawyer.
The girls who they attacked are girls who'd never look at them once because of where they stand in the socioeconomic hierarchy.
Narain says the global economic downturn has made things worse. He says jobless youngsters are probably behind much of the past year's fundamentalist violence, the bombings, religious rioting, and attacks on couples who dared to celebrate Valentine's Day, many of them tech workers from different parts of India. Vasath Bhavani heads the hardline Hindu group that carried out those February attacks.
After this IT sector started, I think there was a huge demand for the employees. So I think these people who have come from other states or other part of the world, they have spoiled our culture. I think they should be teached a lesson. We'll do it. We'll teach the lesson for them.
Bhavani wants Bangalore's software companies and call centers to invite them to their offices. He wants to teach the tech workers about local customs. But so far, he's had no takers. In Bangalore, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org. You can share your thoughts with us there and check out the Scratch Pad with our online host and blogger, Scott J. Gow. Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.